the sound of the coffee grinder, the smell of coffee beans before they land in the filter to be made into filter coffee, the clunking of knives and forks and porcelain plates as you eat your scrambled and eggs and tomato, while sitting outside in the warm sun as the weather behaves in Auckland just for once in its life on a spring Sunday morning come afternoon, while listening to the tuis, the sparrows, the blackbirds, and maybe the odd pussycat going by, maybe the odd dog barking, and the sound of lawnmowers as people get out and have time to actually mow their paddock for once. You'd be thinking I was sitting in some cafe in Ponsonby, maybe the fringes of the city centre, or somewhere on the north shore of the eastern suburbs. No, I'm actually sitting in the backyard of my own home, out here in Papatūra. And probably as I do this podcast, you can actually hear someone mowing their paddock, as I did mine on Thursday. And while you have to mind Papatūra looking a bit of a mess as we go through our last inorganic before we go over to the user pays system next year, and thank goodness for that, because I hope we'll get also rid of those pesky scavengers as well, I come to wonder on how, despite our authorities and our bureaucracy and some days the public sector really ballsing things up, how really good we have it here in the city that is Auckland. For where I live out here in Papatūra North, I'm not too far from the park, not too far from the SAS base, mind you, either. And I sit in my own, with Rebecca, my wife, and Jerusha, my daughter, and our own freestanding house with a bit of land where the back has the chicken fortress, and the chickens are currently out dust bathing, and all our vegetable crops are growing. In fact, you could probably just hear Colonel Hogan going for a cluck right now as Daisy the hen has just laid an egg. Now the wonders of waking, getting that every day with your free range chooks. And I also have the back garden full of crops, such as my beans, tomatoes, my brassicas, as well as my strawberries, which is going prolific, as is the boysenberries, and the sweet corn, as well as the citrus trees, which crop in the winter. And so, life is really good out here in Papatūra and thus the city as a whole. Of course, we made the choice of having our own freestanding place compared to a terraced house or even apartment because it's what we wanted to live in. That said, I would never impinge my choice of wanting a freestanding house over someone that wanted a terraced house or an apartment either. So the question is, how really good do we have it here in Auckland? Well, if you put up with the traffic and the crack public transport in the weekends until the trains and buses improve themselves, which the trains do on the 8th of December, I'd say we have it pretty sweet here out in Auckland, as Metro and Magazine Heart of the City pointed out with the top 10 joints. If you head out to the city centre and the waterfront today on a day like this, you have the slight breeze keeping you cool in a very hot spring day. You explore a rejuvenating city centre and waterfront, which is looking pretty good. Well, I hope it's looking good for the money we've sunk into it. And as you move out, you could head to one of our 10 metropolitan centres, that most of them have malls in them. If you are inclined to do that on a day like this, you can head out even further and maybe head to your local town centre if it's open today. Or you could go further out and hit one of our many parks like Waitakere, Hanua's, and the Auckland Regional Botanical Gardens, which I might go to later on today. Or you can go even further out into our rural communities, which for me is only just 2 minutes away to my east. Or I could even go one further and even hit the beach today, seeing it's warm enough, although the water might be still a tad chilly. But that is the wonders and the luxuries we have of living in Auckland. We enjoy both an urban environment, a suburban environment, a rural environment, an environment with parks, and then also a coastal environment with the Waitemata Harbour, Tamaki Strait, the Hauraki Gulf, the Manukau Harbour, and the Tasman Sea. So, for the ones that constantly whinge and moan about Auckland, we don't know how lucky we really have it as a city, and a city on an isthmus given that. If you're more inclined to get away from Auckland today, seeing as those fell-ups on the motorway looking at the NZTA Twitter feed, you could quickly pop down into the Waikato. You can even quickly pop up to Whangarei or even Pai here and enjoy the spoils of the Upper North Island. But still, living in Auckland does have its moments, but it is a real blessing as it has, maybe compared to other sausages in the world, even though we do lack some things that some of our more advanced counterparts have. But Auckland will get there. It's a constantly evolving city, and we just have to stick it out as we move away from 1950s planning into 21st century planning. But as I just about to race back inside with the UV index already hitting extreme, and for me, as a white boy, I get burnt in 11 minutes flat in direct sun on a day like today. Just think to yourself on what you enjoy about Auckland the most, especially on a day like today. If you've got any thoughts, leave a thought in the comment box below or on my Facebook and Twitter pages. But living in Auckland, as I sit out here in my backyard today, looking over the vegetable garden and watching the chickens do what the chickens do best, laying eggs and creating dust everywhere in their dust bars, I consider it really nice to live down in the southern part of Auckland that's called Papatūra.